which we find our scholars discussing in the book of Akida. The topic that we find discussed in the books of Al-Aqidah by our illustrious scholars of the past and also the present scholars of the Sunnah wa Jama'ah, a very important subject, because it deals with, of course, number one, the Aqidah of a Muslim, which, if someone understands these basic principles, it will help them to be able to worship Allah better. And this is absolutely the goal of every Muslim. We were created to worship Allah, and the goal of every Muslim should be, now after we found out that it is the purpose for us to worship Allah, for our creation, is to how to find out what is the best way for us to worship Allah. So anytime we can discuss and clarify, or it can be clarified for us, issues that are from the Quran that might be clouding our minds and might have some weakness in our understanding, then we should always be welcome, or we should to clarify those issues. And this issue tonight, inshallah, for these brief minutes, as we mentioned, is called Al-Ma'iyyah. The Ma'iyyah of Allah. We find all through the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses this particle, and for those brothers who are studying Arabic, this particle has two letters. It's Mim and Ayn. Ma'a. All through the Quran where Allah uses this particle, from the very beginning of the Quran to the end of the Quran. And in each place of the Quran, from the point of the Arabic language, you'll find words or particles having different meanings. If we are studying the Arabic language, as we mentioned to the brothers and the sisters last night in the Arabic class, if we're studying the Arabic language with the intention to learning the Book of Allah, there's an added factor that needs to be noted. And that is that we will never be able to understand the Quran with just the Arabic language. The Arabic language will not enable you to understand the Quran by yourself. You have to learn the Arabic language and then go back to see how the Sahaba, the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understood those words, how they are applied in those different ayats of the Quran. That goes for not just the words, that goes for the particles themselves. And unfortunately, I can't explain what particle means here, but particle here means something other than a noun and a verb. That's the best way that I can explain it. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. He mentions twice. And he uses the particle مَعَ, of which we're talking about this evening. مَعَ. Many people not understanding the Arabic language, number one, and more importantly, not understanding what that particular word or particle means in that ayah, they give an explanation other than the explanation that Allah meant for us to understand. And it causes grave, grave problems, serious problems, to the point where I've heard with my own ears on at least two occasions some people making the tafsir of that ayah, not only making the tafsir of that ayah and the ayah that comes after, which almost exactly like the ayah that came before, إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. I've heard khutbah and lectures given on that ayah or those two ayahs for an hour, with someone giving a totally different explanation that was intended by Allah for us to understand. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that those two ayat with that word ma'a, surely ma'a al-usri yusra, surely ma'a difficulty ease, fa'inna ma'a, and surely again, surely ma'a difficulty ease. They translated it, but gave the explanation of it, because one of the meanings of ma'a is with. So in this khutbah, and in some khutbah before that khutbah, I heard this person on more than one occasion, some other people like him, give the explanation that with every difficulty comes ease. And the whole lecture or khutbah was based on that. And if you would have listened to the khutbah, you would have said, and I said it myself, it was very beautiful. It was a very beautiful khutbah. But the problem is that that wasn't the meaning of those ayahs. Simply because of one word which does have the meaning that this person was using, but it doesn't mean that thing. They were saying that with every difficulty comes ease. In other words, when you get difficulty, the ease comes along with it, you just don't realize. But that's not the meaning of the ayah. Because the word ma'a here means ba'da. It means after, not with. After every difficulty comes ease. Surely after every difficulty comes ease. One part. And the way that we understand what it means there is going back to the Salaf. Going back to the Sahaba of the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this issue, this particular word, ma'a, has different meanings. And of course, when pertaining to Allah, there's another shade of meaning. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for instance, says in his book in Surah Taha, قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَرَى وَأَسْمَعَ or أَسْمَعَ وَأَرَى. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that he said, Allah said, that they said, meaning Musa and Harun, he said to them, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. For surely I am with you, seeing and hearing. Surely I am with you by sight and by hearing. Here, ma'akuma, I am with the two of you. Here does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with his creatures the way I'm with you right now, or the way you're with me right now in this message. The definition or the principle that pertains to the ma'iyah or using the ma'a with Allah has two aspects. One is general and one is specific. The one that is general means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like in this ayah, is with us, surrounding us, engulfing us, and shrouding us, surrounding us by his knowledge, by his power, by his vision, by his hearing. That's specific, that's even general. That's the general meaning of Allah when he's ma'akum. Allah is with you. It doesn't mean that Allah is in your car when you get in the car. It doesn't mean that Allah is in this mansion. Or that Allah is in Chicago, if you're in Chicago. Or Allah is in at the Kaaba with you. The general meaning, there's a specific meaning, a general and specific meaning. The general meaning when Allah says he's ma'a someone, as he said to Musa and Harun, إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا, I'm with the two of you. Right? By my hearing, am I seeing? Or by my seeing, am I hearing? that it means that he is with them in general, by everyone. He's with everyone. He's with the Muslim. He's with the non-Muslim. He's with the heterosexual. He's with the homosexual. He's with the black people. He's with the white people. He's with the Arab. He's with the non-Arab. He's with everyone in general. Everyone in general. Right? The living and the dead. He's with everyone. How? By his knowledge, by his power, by his vision, and by his hearing. That's in general. And again, we find in the ayah in the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says in Surah Mujadila, which is, I don't know the number of Surah Al-Mujadila, but the ayah is ayah number 7. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. Do you not realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows whatever is in the heavens, whatever and whatever is in the earth? مَا يَكُونُوا مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. There will never be a private meeting, a private meeting with a conversation involved in that meeting. There will never be a najwa except that he is the third. وَلَا إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ. Never will there be a meeting of three, excuse me, except that he is the fourth. وَلَا خَمْسَةً إِلَّا هُوَ سَادِسُهُمْ. And it never will be five, except that he is the sixth. وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ. No, less than that. وَلَا أَكْثَرَ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ. There won't be any less than that. And there won't be any more than that. Except that he is مَعَهُمْ. 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 Except that he is with them. أَيْنَ مَا كَانُوا. أَيْنَ مَا كَانُوا. No matter where they are. This doesn't mean that when you and your wife are in the privacy of your home, in your bedroom, and you're having a conversation, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the third. Or if there's three people, you, your wife, and your daughter, and you're having a conversation, that Allah is the fourth. Or when you're by yourself, and you're having a conversation with yourself, or less than that, Allah is the second. Or the sixth. Or the eighth. Or whatever number you want to add to it. What it means is, the general meaning is that Allah knows what you're saying, and he hears what you're saying. He knows what you're saying, and he hears what you're saying. This is in general, with everybody. As for the specific meaning of the ma'iyah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the specific meaning is only for those who believe in Allah. Only for those who believe in Allah. The general meaning, he's with everybody, Muslim and Kafir. But the specific meaning, he's only with the believers in him and the last day. Those who believe in Allah, his messengers, his books, angels, etc. And that ma'iyah now is all in, it's the meaning of it now is the help of Allah, the support of Allah, the aid of Allah, and the assistance of Allah is with those people. That's a specific meaning. The aid is with the Muslims, the support is with the Muslims, the help is with the Muslims, the assistance of Allah is with those who believe in him. As for Allah himself, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is over his throne in a manner befitting his majesty. He does not dwell with his creatures. Like some of the Sufis, many of the Sufis believe in something called Wahdatul Wujud. Wahdatul Wujud, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is everywhere, meaning he's part of his creation, he dwells within his creation, and his creation dwells within him. And this is why you see many of the Sufis, not many of the Sufis, all of the Sufis, all of the Sufis, they will say, and Allah knows best, they will say, using this ayah, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ ثَلَاثَةٍ مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ رَابِعُهُمْ وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ ثَالِثُهُمْ وَلَا أَدْنَى مِنْ ذَلِكَ وَلَا أَكْثَرُ إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا wherever they are. The Sufis will say, you see, this is the proof, Allah is with us no matter where we are. And they will go to the point where they will say that even in the bathroom, if you're in the bathroom, Allah is with you. If you are in Auburn Correctional Facility, in an SHU, Special Housing Unit, Allah is with you. If you're in a trench, out in the desert, or in the battlefield, Allah is in that trench. Alright? If you, may Allah protect us, your car goes off an embankment, and you are in that car, it's submerged in the water, Allah is in that car. If you're in a crack house, you're smoking crack, or you're in a shooting gallery, shooting heroin, may Allah protect us, Allah is there also. There's no time, and then they will say, they will ask you the silly question, which is not really silly, it's actually bid'ah. They will ask you the question, when you ask them, where is Allah? They will ask, they will say to you, where is Allah not? Where is Allah not? You ask them, where is Allah? They'll say, okay, where is Allah not? Are you saying Allah is absent? See, how philosophical to get. Because Allah is with us. Ain't in that candle. Wherever they are, Allah is with them. But that's not the meaning. The meaning when Allah specifically has a specific na'iyah, is that that means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids his creatures, those who believe in him, supports them, assists them, helps them. That's the meaning. As for Allah, he himself, bi-dhatihi, Allah himself. As for Allah himself, he is over his creation, over his throne in a manner befitting his majesty, separate from his creation as an entity, as a being. Allah is removed away from his creatures. We, the creatures, have one nature. Allah has another nature. Allah is totally separate from the nature of the creatures. Therefore, he does not dwell within his creatures, nor the creatures dwell inside of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the meaning in general of ma'a. And the ma'iyya with Allah, as we mentioned, has three types, right? Huh? Somebody's listening? Oh, okay. Two types. What are they? One is general, one is specific. What does the general one mean?
His knowledge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
His knowledge of what else?
His hearing and
his
power.
Who was he with?
Everyone.
He
himself
was
with.
No, who was he with in the general meeting?
He was everyone.
He was everyone. The Capitol,
yeah.
Bill Clinton,
yeah.
The Pope,
yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Everybody. Right? Huh? Mother Teresa, she's gone. But he's with her too. He knows where she is. He definitely knows where she is. We don't know, but he knows. What is the other meaning of the ma'iyya of Allah? Specifically, who's that for? The believers only. And how is he with you? Support, all of that. If you go back to the ayah, and Surah Taha, and of course the numbers of these ayahs and surahs, I don't know the number, but the ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قَالَ لَا تَخَافَ إِنَّنِي مَعَكُمَا أَسْمَعُ وَأَرَى, that he told them, don't fear, because surely I'm with you, hearing and seeing. Asma'u wa ara. Right there in the ayah itself, it tells you how Allah is with you. How Allah is with Musa and Harun here, how Allah is with them, it tells you right there in the ayah. He says, Asma'u wa ara. Surely I am with you, hearing and seeing. That's how Allah is with you. Right? In the Surah Mujadila, the Surah Taha, ayah 46, inshallah. And in Surah Al-Mujadila, which I don't know the number of Mujadila, but the Surah Al-Mujadila, in that ayah 7, Allah says, أَلَمْ تَعْلَمْ أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. Have you taken notice that Allah knows what is in the heavens and knows what is in the earth? Right? So here he starts out the ayah showing you one of his attributes. He starts out the ayah showing you one of his attributes, which is the attribute of what? Knowledge. Right? He knows what is in the heavens and he knows what is in the earth. وَمَا يَكُونُ مِن نَجْوَ ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا وَرَابِعُهُمْ. And there's not a secret meeting or council or conversation of three except that he is رَابِعُهُمْ, the fourth. وَلَا خَمْسَةٍ إِلَّا هُوَ ثَالِثُهُمْ. Nor five except that he's a sixth. وَلَا أَدْنَى مِن ذَلِكَ. Nor less than that. وَلَا أَكْثَرَ. No more than that, إِلَّا هُوَ مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. Except that he is with them wherever they are. And this is how Allah ends the ayah. He begins with what attribute? No, not Alim. He begins with knowing, with knowledge. Right? Alim is not an attribute, it's a name. The attribute is knowledge, the name is Alim. The difference. Those names, those are not attributes of Allah, those are names of Allah. He begins with him saying that he knows. And then he ends the ayah saying, ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Then he will inform them of that which they did on يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. He will inform them, إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. Surely Allah بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ surrounds everything, encompasses everything by his knowledge. Not that Allah is everywhere, but Allah knows everything. But he himself, in Surah Taha, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, Allah ar-Rahmanu ala al-arshi tawa. Surely the beneficent one, ar-Rahman, has ascended the throne. So Allah is over the creatures. And as we recited in the first rak'ah of Salatul Isha, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, glorify your Lord, سَبِّحِ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ, the name of your Lord, glorify him by his name, the Lord, who is your Lord the Most High. Meaning, he is the one that is above his creatures. Meaning, Allah is not in you, nor is he in this room, nor is he walking with you down Fulton Street, but Allah is above his creatures, and he's with you. How? He's with you by his knowledge, by his power, his vision, and his hearing, if you are Muslim or Kafir. No Kafir can be away from Allah. No sinner can be away from Allah, away from his knowledge, away from his vision, away from his hearing, his power, etc. As for the believers, he gives them support. They get into a situation, they need his help, he's with them. He's with them. Right? As for Allah himself, he's above his creatures. He's far removed from his creatures. So when he tells the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكِ عِبَادِ عَنِّي, when my servants ask you about me, O Muhammad, then tell them, inform them, that I am what?
Yeah.
Qareeb. Now, that means Allah is close. How is he close? Listen to the rest of the ayah.
إذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب الدعوة الداعي إذا دعاه.
I answer the dua of every suppliant when he makes supplication. What does that tell you? What attribute is being hearing? Because I hear dua. That's how I'm with them. I'm close to them. How? Don't think that Allah is far, 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 far away from you, that He can't help you, and He can't hear you. No, I answer every dua of every suppliant when He calls on me. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. So now let Him answer me. وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي. And believe in me. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. So that perhaps they'll be guided. Why? Because we realize that Allah is close to us, not that He Himself, like this microphone, like you are with me and I am with you. No, that Allah, if you make dua, Allah doesn't have to be here to hear it. Allah doesn't have to be here to see it. This is Surah Al-Baqarah, right after, it's in those ayat that deals with fasting, about Shahr Ramadan. Well, these are different ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that He Himself is above His creatures, but how He is, but how He is with us, we don't say Allah is not with us, we say Allah is with us. He's with us in a general way, and He's with us in a specific way. In a specific way. Likewise, we have to be very careful, because there are some ayat that have more than one meaning pertaining to Allah being with us. Or Allah's qurb, His closeness. For instance, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Surely we created the human being, and we know what his nafs whispers to him. We know what his nafs whispers to him. And we are closer to him than that major vein in his neck. We are closer to him than that habl al-warid, that big vein, the jugular. This ayah has two different meanings from the salaf. The first meaning, they say that part that says, surely we created the human being and we know what his soul whispers to him. And the next part, and we are closer than him than the jugular vein in his neck. Both of them is talking about Allah. Both of them. Both of them is talking about Allah. And I don't remember the actual surah that this is mentioned in. If anybody remembers, they can please share it with us, because I don't remember. Nonetheless, it might be Zariyat, I'm not absolutely sure. I don't remember. But if somebody can check, inshallah, we'll check later on, because I don't remember exactly where that ayah is. It might be in Surah Qaf, it might be Zariyat, I don't know. But anyway, some of the people of the past, they say that this particular ayah, is in Surah Qaf, because Qaf is right next to Zariyat. Surah Zariyat is the surah after Qaf. That's why in my mind, I knew it was one or the other. It's Surah Qaf, not Kaf, at the game, Qaf, the letter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ وَنَعْلَمُ مَا تُوَسْوِسُ بِهِ نَفْسُهُ وَنَحْنُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. Some people say that that ayah, the first part of it, that we created the heavens, we created the human being, we know what his nafs whispers to him, and we are closer to him than the jugular vein in his neck, is both of them are talking about Allah. And then there's other of the salaf of the past, the scholars of the salaf, that is, after the Sahaba, who say, no, the first part is talking about Allah, and the second part, that we are closer to him than the jugular vein, is not talking about Allah. It's not talking about Allah. It's talking about the angels. That the angels are the ones who are closer to him in the jungle thing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a'lam. But I believe that the second part of that ayah is talking about the angels. And of course the first part is talking about Allah, because the angels don't create anything. It's Allah that creates. But I believe that it could and does mean that it's talking about Allah, but the main meaning is the angels. Why? Because when you go on, it says, إِذْ يَتَلَقَّى الْمُتَلَقِّيَانِ عَنِ الْيَمِينِ وَعَنِ الشِّمَالِ قَعِيدٍ مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ. And there are two seated on his right and his left, ready and waiting. They don't miss a word. They're ready and waiting to write down whatever he does.